This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We've got our next guest on the telephone at the moment. We're very lucky to be joined by John Catapan, who is an artist and is going to be chatting with us about their new exhibition called Particle Days at Station Gallery. John, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Now, John, as we can tell from your bit of a croaky voice, you were going to come into the studio today, but you thought it better that you shouldn't come because you're not feeling a bit well. So thank you so much for chatting with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, just playing it safe for everyone.
Yeah.
Wise move. And John, I know that you have so many different exhibitions under your belt, but this is the third one you've done with Station Gallery. What can we expect with this particular exhibition?
Look, some new moves in the work. I mean, I've been at it for a long time as an artist, so I guess there is a kind of language in the work. You know, my work deals essentially with the urban environment and with the idea of layers of information floating through the air, which these days can translate to a lot of different things, hence the name Particle Days. You know, that whereas in the past I might have represented layers of data over the tops of the paintings, now it could just as well be interpreted as layers of virus or something like that.
Oh, yay! So can you visually see it, John, can you? You know, like it's a little wash that you put over at the end? Is that what you're doing?
Look, I think the best way to describe my work for your listeners who maybe might not know my work, and if they don't, I of course would thoroughly recommend they get on in there to see them in the flesh. But essentially what you've got are these big expanses of colour. So at the moment I've become really obsessed with the colour pink, and a lot of these works have this kind of pink base to them. And then floating over the top are these little systems of information. So they could be interpreted as, they could be interpreted as electronic blips and blobs, or they could be interpreted as these particles that are in the air that we don't see. And I guess the interesting thing about, you know, making work like this is that as a painter, you know, you're actually, in actual fact, you're stuck with one level. You're looking at something in two dimension and you're making something on that singular dimension of the canvas, but you're trying to represent these other worlds. And that's been at play in my work for quite a while. But more than ever after so-called COVID times, do I feel that there is a lot that's at play in the world that's so fluid, and it's kind of seen but unseen, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's there, but it's not there. And we're dealing, all of us, I think, are dealing with it as best we can. But the world, you know, I think the world at large is, you know, in a state where things are really a bit topsy-turvy. And, you know, I don't know if this is true or not, but I think artists respond to the times that they're a part of, and that's what I've done.
Brilliant. Now, I'm intrigued. Why pink? Why have you, you know, what's the influence with pink, the colour pink?
Yeah, look, it started in a very simple but sad way. I had a very, very dear colleague who I worked with at the VCA when I was an academic there, whose name was Kate Dorr, and she worked in the painting area, and she was a very close colleague of mine. We nutted out a whole lot of things we wanted to do together, and we were always strategizing, and I don't know why this is the case, but it's always been in my life that I associate people very strongly with a colour.
Oh, okay.
It's not, I don't necessarily see auras.
Oh, well, that's what I was thinking, auras, yeah.
probably I'm not far off, though. You know, I mean, I'm the sort of person who can kind of taste a colour when I'm using it. So colour has a very particular dimension for me. I've never been able to figure it out. I actually don't want to figure it out. I just want to have that in my life and be able to use it. And for me, Kate was just a world of pinkdom. Now, she passed away, sadly, a couple of years back, and I wanted to make a really big tribute painting for her, which was called Pink Rain. And having done that and having got that out of my system, I thought to myself, oh, you know, pink is actually such an interesting colour. It's, you know, it's associated often with the feminine, but there's so many ways just formally that you can use pink. It's quite a difficult colour to use because, you know, you basically you might start with a red and add white and it'll move into pink. You've got a little bit of yellow, it'll drive it towards a pale orange. You can maybe add a little bit of blue and you'll get a violet. That's about it. So it's a limited range. So you're really working with the mysteries of what it is to limit yourself to a very tight band on the colour spectrum. And, you know, I just think that that's kind of, I don't know why, I just thought that's quite an exciting thing to try out after all this time.
Why not? Why not? How many pieces are in this exhibition?
I think there's 8 big pieces in the show.
Oh, you said big. How big?
Well, the biggest are 2 metres by 3 metres, so they're quite large works, 200 by 300 centimetres, and they go down to about 1 metre by 50. So there's a range of things there, but essentially these are big works.
Yeah. And why do you paint big, John? Is there a reason?
Yeah, there is. There has for a long time in my life been a kind of, I suppose you could call it the ambition. I don't know that ambition is the right word, but there's a sense that I have that there is a lot to be had out of using a bodily gesture, meaning that when you're standing in front of a painting that's 2 by 3 metres, so just try and picture this. You're standing in front of a blank canvas and you pick up a big brush laden with paint and you make a huge swipe across that expanse. You're working with your whole body. It's almost like this private dance. It's a private choreography of making, and I love that, you know, initial act. Now, having said that, when I go into the layering over the top, these are minute marks and I'm using very fine brushes and, you know, what little I have left of my fine motor skills. But nevertheless, there's a lot of different things at play. But that initial big moment, I find it's really charged with the unknown.
Okay.
You don't quite know what you're going to get to leave the faith. And it's very, very exciting still after all this time.
Okay. And you were mentioning about the dance, you know, with the brush and the canvas and the paint. Do you use music at all as a background?
Always. Always, okay. Yeah. Music is very, very important to me when I'm working, and it can very often can affect my mood when I'm starting a painting, you know. But I have found, you know, like a lot of artists, you might spend a fair part of the day cogitating and thinking about what you're going to do, and you're looking at this blank canvas and thinking, oh, I really should make a start. And, you know, sometimes it's as simple as putting on a really good dance piece, or, you know, a bit of rock and roll or something that just gets you a little bit fired up, and it just opens that door and you think, right, I'm going to do something.
And is it always, you know, you said dance music or a rock and roll, is it always songs that you know, tracks that you know?
Look, it is often stuff that I know, but I am also not averse to trying out really unknown work. Like, lately I've become very interested in free jazz, which is an area of music that I haven't been that familiar with. And, you know, there's some very, very exciting work being done around that. There's some very exciting work where free jazz meets beat music. And I just find that, you know, it's a whole other area that I don't really understand it, but it just activates me in a particular way.
Because that's what I was thinking, is that, you know, like the unknown, would excite me if I was painting. Well, believe me, I'm not a painter, and you know, like, I can't even draw a proper stick person. So you know, like I love the idea of hearing some music for the first time, and they're giving you the motivation and the you know the fluid movement.
Yeah, well, look, there's a lot of research that's actually been done in the way that music activates in the brain, you know, and I mean, I'm not surprised, for example, that with people with dementia, you know, if you play them a piece of music, yes, they know, they'll go straight to the lyrics and they'll sing along.
Yep.
And, you know, it's been, you know, it's been shown that the way that music registers with the brain is very direct. The oral nerve has a direct way into the brain,
yep,
you know, so yep, it's just immediate. You know, you would know yourself when you hear a great thumping bass line and you get that little charge in your body and, you know, you want to move your body straight away. It just feels fantastic. Whereas with visual art, it doesn't work like that. The way the optical nerve works and the way that that generates information to the brain, it does a whole lot of little tabulations before you actually see the way we see. Like, yeah, we actually see things upside down. The brain does this, you know, minutely fast interaction so that we end up seeing the right way up, but it's not as direct straight away. You know, there's a little bit of tabulation there. So I think those two things, I'm endlessly intrigued with the way that both sound and the visual, obviously I'm a visual artist, interact with each other.
Yeah.
And just at that level of being in the studio, yeah, and making,
yeah,
it just feels good. It's no other way of talking about it. You, yeah, know, you put on a great piece of music,
yep,
you feel a bit activated, you pick up a brush, you make a few marks before you know you're actually in the work. You're not, yeah, working on it, you're actually in it. And that just feels, you know, really fantastic.
Also, John, on your art, you know, like you have an idea, a concept of what's there, what it's like, or do you get too close? Do you when your pieces hanging in a studio, in a gallery, I should say, are you fascinated what people see in it and what people react to it?
Yeah, totally. It just knocks me out. It's the most beautiful thing as an artist. I feel so very privileged when people want to tell me what my work's about, and really, of course, they're telling you all about themselves. But my work has provided the vehicle for that.
Yeah,
it's provided the communicating vehicle.
Yeah.
And that just feels, you know, just really very, 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 yeah, special. So I'm lucky. I'm lucky to still be doing it.
Brilliant. All right. So you're at Station Gallery, which is in South Yarra. What's the address?
The address is number 9 Ellis Street. The gallery is open from 10 a.m. I think it's 11 a.m. till 5, from Tuesday to Friday, and on Saturday from 11 a.m. till 4.
Okay.
And the gallery will reopen, I think, on Wednesday of this week after Easter. On Tuesday, yep. Sorry.
Right.
After Easter.
Okay. Brilliant. And this exhibition runs to the 14th of May.
Yeah, so it's still got a long yep, lead time for anyone who's interested in going.
And what's it called again, John?
The show is called Particle Days, and it's on at Station Gallery. And just a little plug, just
yep,
coming back to music, I have a very close musician friend, Rosie Westbrook, who's actually doing a little performance on the last day at 3 p.m. for anyone who's interested. It's going to be a guitar and cello performance, and anyone is welcome to come along and have a listen.
Okay, sounds lovely. All right, well, congratulations on this exhibition, and can't wait to see what you come up with next, what colour you will choose next time.
The joy is in not knowing.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to John Catapan here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.